after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. It is yet another beautiful Monday here in the show. And every Monday, we bring you what we call Hot After Dust Monday. And that is where we have my feature segment of the week. I'll call Crickets of the Week. And Crickets of the Week is where we bring attention to the dumbest or worst person of the past week. Or I should say people. Because we cover more than just... Because we have more than one person that we nominate. Also, of every show, which... Our show does come on every Monday through Wednesday. On every show, we also have something called The Six, which is a segment where we name a topic, and then we have a corresponding list of six things based on that topic. So that's what you got to look forward to on today's show. We also let you know how, for those of you who are new to the show, how it all works on the rest of the week. So Tuesdays, Talk to Me Tuesdays. Talk to Me Tuesdays has the feature weekly segment by T. Melina, and that is Oh So Petty, or as we call it, Oh So Petty. And then every Wednesday, we bring in what we call Hump Days After Dusk, and that is where we have our feature weekly segment by Nate Seduction called Seduction 101. And again, every day on the show, we have what we call The Six. Again, we name a topic, and we build up a list of six things based on that topic. All right, so at the moment, I am flying solo, but hey, I got this, baby. I got this. So, let you guys know what's been going on with me for the past week. I got back into the gym. Since we were last on the show, got back into the gym on Saturday. Finally got a chance to go sign up for that. Currently doing a trial, but I think I'm liking this gym. They're not paying me. So I'm not quite sure the name. So they're not paying me a check. But if you are in the area, I can refer you and I can get some money that way. So, yeah. But yeah, so I like it because so far I like it. It's one, it has a lot of things that for me, I was like in the gym. I don't need all the fancy. Let me have a sauna and basketball court. I don't need all that. I just need workout equipment. So definitely a place that has some very great quality workout equipment. Another thing is you have these things called the key fobs. The only way you can get into the gym is by scanning that key fob to get in. So if you ain't got that, you can't get in. Oh, Lord, what did I just read? So, yeah, so the key fob allow you to get into to the gym. And you can only people with the key fobs get in. And so with that, you know, you guests can come in, but they have, like, all this, like, when it has, like, staff hours, as they call it. So you can literally, like, the theme of the gym, because you have these special key fobs. I'm literally, because I try to go whenever it's the nighttime I go. I go with my sister and brother-in-law, and, like for instance, yesterday, we were literally the only people in there. There was no staff or anything, so that's one of the cool things about that. You can just run, you know, you can just work out and go hard. It's not a packed gym. And even on a Saturday afternoon when I went there, it was only me and two other people working out. They had a trainer in there, and they had one of the staff in there. They did have that going on. But other than that, it was pretty cool because, man, it was low key. It was just really relaxed. So I like this gym a lot. You know, another thing I hate about going to gyms is all the unnecessary staring people do, and I just don't got time for that. I'm trying to work out and not worry about it. So, yeah. So let me open up the line. I see one of my co-hosts, so now I'm not flying solo anymore. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. Shoot, I just got finished telling people what I did over the weekend. I started some of it. I still got more to go. I was briefly talking about me getting back at the gym this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay,
I like it, man. It's pretty cool because this is, like, really, it's a nice private gym for a lot of high-quality workout equipment to get the job done. And all the different ways you pretty much need to. And they even got – here's another cool thing about they got in. They got, like, this so they have, like, this automated room. Like, sometimes they have instructors in there sometimes, but when there's not an instructor in there, you can, like, there's, like, this little thing you can just control from the outside before you go into the room. It brings down a projector, and you can do all these different workouts, interactive workouts that's going on. So, for instance, like yesterday, I tested it, and it pulled the projector down, and all of a sudden, it brought up this Zumba exercise. And so, in the room, doing Zoom, I'm interacting with Zumba. So, it's pretty cool. Well, yeah, I'm trying to put this work in, Nate.
Okay.
But, yeah, the other thing, I did a couple photo shoots this weekend. I did a photo shoot this weekend on a Saturday, and it was really dope. Like, it was my first pinned up shoot, and we did one on the 7th Street Bridge, which is really good. But the most exciting part of the shoot is where we went, so we went down around the corner to this place, M&O Burger, or M&O Grill, I should say, excuse me. They pretty much converted an old school department store and made it into a restaurant / printing company / museum. So it's pretty cool. You feel like it's a blast through time. Blast from the past as you're looking around and you see all this vintage stuff all around. So it's pretty cool. They allowed us. I went in there, so I'm going to try. See, maybe it might let us, it might not. They let us go into on the museum and use the museum artifact and stuff as our backdrop. So it was pretty cool. We were taking pictures all different ways by the train set, by old newspaper clippings. all kind of stuff. It was pretty cool. So, yeah. Other than that, that's pretty much the highlight of my weekend. Well, there was something else, but it leaves the news from you, so I'll respond to that for you for your news. So, what happened with you since you were last on the show?
What?
I said, what happened with you since we were last on the show?
I dropped more videos Saturday. I went to the club Saturday. So, you know, celebrated with my cousin for her birthday. You know, dropped my video.
Ooh, yes, you did.
I must say, worth the wait.
You did not sell a dream. That was, wow, that was worth it.
I told us.
Did not see this coming.
You ain't see it coming.
I did not see this coming. I was like, what is going on?
Man, I told y'all I was doing a little twerking in it, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah, I loved it. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was really good. I was like, okay, Nay getting it in, like you pretty much. It was like a sandwich of both of your first two, both of your paths. I won't say first two because you've done other videos, but your first two promo videos, it was like a sandwich of those two and then some. I was like, dang it, what is going on? So yeah, you did not lie, man. It was great, man. It was great. Quality. I'm gonna tell you some of the stuff I liked about it. One, I like the fact y'all did so many different scenes, so it was a lot to take in from the video. It really kept your attention because you weren't just in one area. You were out in the ocean or the beach specifically, you were in a restaurant.
Yes.
I'm trying to make sure I'm not missing. I know some of the other areas, but as far as I get to the room area, weren't you like in the lobby at a point? You were in the lobby at some point in time too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so it was a lobby. It was a restaurant. Then you get out and in the room, and then you was all over
on the ocean. Yes.
Yeah. I was like, "What is going on?" I was like, "Nate, where had been?" I was like, "Okay, Nate." I ain't gonna lie, I watched it about 3 times.
I had to turn it up a notch.
I had to go watch it 2 more times, make sure I didn't miss anything. I was like, hold on, let me go watch it about 2 more times.
I just wanted it to be classy, you know, and seductive at the same time. So we definitely made that happen.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it. Like, you mix it in, like, you built, like, it was like a perfect marriage of it. It didn't just start one way or the other. It wasn't just one way or the other for the entire video. You built up an entire story, pretty much.
It was a story, yes. Like a movie.
Yeah, it was, like, really classy.
Leading.
And then it was, like,
I'm leading.
So I'm halfway. It was, like, uh-oh, Kavail. And good song choice, by the way. Good song choice.
Oh, yes. I definitely had to use that song.
Because you were talking about it. I was like, okay, that's a good song. But then, right, seeing it with the visuals, like, okay, really good song choice. Which, I mean, pretty much in all the videos you've done, you've always had a good song choice in them.
Actually, Soul Gorilla, he wanted to use that song. He wanted to use something that have my name in it. You know, that song have seduction, you know, I go by Nate Seduction, so it got seduction in it.
Dang, I'm stupid. I didn't even think about that. Like, that went over my head. I didn't even think about that. That's crazy. That's perfect. Wow. I'm sure that's tripping me out. Like, it was already, like, well laid out, but now that I know that part, like, that's a trip. I did not know that it was, man, I didn't even take into account. I was like, wait, the title song, I'm just thinking this is a good song. I didn't even think about the freaking title. I was like, oh, okay. Wow. Okay, yeah.
Then
so they just made the video that much better.
Uh-huh. And he made the lyrics match the video. Like, when I was at the bar, you know, on this note it said, we have got to get together. She had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he made it match with the song. You know, when I was
yeah,
at the bar.
Like, it was perfect because it wasn't just like, you know, like some, I mean, there's been some people, they do like the, world star type of flavor of videos, but it's not always a good, it's not always a built-in story and built-in stuff that goes storyboard going along the song. Like, usually it's just, oh, this is a good song, and this one dance is a good song. Like, yeah, that was cool. Y'all actually, yeah, that's crazy. Now I see, now y'all see why he calls it a film, because he make it like a short movie.
Like a movie, yes, a movie. And then, you know, I like how, see, I didn't know how he was going to do my video. I like how he put the bird that matched my swimsuit, you know, he catched the bird that matched my swimsuit in the video. So, like, if y'all noticed,
okay.
Like, the bird matched my swimsuit.
And he was, then he was devouring that orange.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, how much? I had to check my nutrition count to make sure I ate enough fruit for today. I was like, hold on. But yeah, it was really good. It is on the Dust Spot, so y'all can check it out on there. Which, by the way, because a lot of people don't know this, I decided to let them know. Whenever y'all check out, wherever y'all check out the videos on Dust Spot, or if a member posts up from YouTube or onto the Dust Spot or through there, or VMO, whatever, it actually counts towards their real view count on wherever provider comes to. So even if you get on there, it's still going to count to them. So support it where it's at, man. She's on her. It's on your fan page too?
No, I have to put it on there. It's not on my fan page just yet, but it is on my Facebook. I have to put it on my fan page.
I know like you had like a short snippet on your Instagram.
Yes,
too,
on my Instagram,
that.
Yes. It's just a little clip. You know, if they want to see the full video, they got to click that link in the bio.
Mm-hmm. They won't be disappointed.
Definitely won't be disappointed. Seduction.
Oh man. But yeah, that's what's up, man. I'm proud of you. I like people who, like, they don't just be hyping themselves up for no reason. Like, you really killed it. So let me go
Thank you.
I see we got a third person. Our triangle is complete. What's up, T?
What's up, yo? What's
you
up?
Came in right on time because we just finished talking about what I did for the weekend, what Nate did for the weekend. You came in smooth.
And you
didn't
talk about my video
and
everything. Did you get a chance to see it, T?
Ooh, I sure did.
Okay, we need your reaction. We need your reaction. Your thoughts. We need your thoughts on the video. I didn't share mine already.
I liked the video. It was real nice. It didn't look like none of these low budget videos they got out here.
She's trying to be cute and innocent. Okay, so what did you like about this? What did you like about the video?
It was like, yeah.
It was tastelessly done, like, for real. You got so many people that be trying to make videos like that. You be like, girl, did you make that with your camera phone or no?
I'm dead.
But yeah, so, yeah, okay, so what else did you like about it? Like, nah, Nate, we can't let you. Because we can't let T off like that, man.
Yeah,
she ain't.
We need to go into details, ma'am. Oh, I like the shower scene.
See? That's how you have to get. She was straight there.
Yeah. And the bed scene. Yeah.
That arch was crazy though.
Oh yeah, I seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to teach your class
how to do that. I like the restaurant one because like you don't know what's getting ready to happen. You don't know how real it's about to get.
Right. It got real at the end of that video.
Let me sip my wine because it's about to get real.
Like, what's about to happen?
I think it was Saturday night and I was looking at it. I'm looking around like, oh, my goodness. I stopped editing photos.
Is the video out yet?
Yep. So you sent me, oh, man, you sent me that. I was like, oh. Was not ready for that.
Was not ready.
Mm-hmm.
I told y'all I was
going to
be crazy.
So what all did you get into this weekend, T? We ain't been on the show since Wednesday, so what hours have you been getting into since last Thursday?
Right.
Here.
Well, I didn't really do nothing. I just went out for drink. And, you know, a little flashback. No.
You were not well behaved. Okay, I knew it.
No.
Mm-hmm. But okay. So what we're gonna do? We're going to a quick music break. You know, I should get like a gold star on my board every day. I don't know how the heck I've been.
Ain't no fun in
it. It's not. I'm trying my best to test myself. It's a tough journey, I'll tell you that. It is tough.
Yeah. Oh, it's real tough because I had to go buy me something to fix that. All right, music break.
Shout out to that video. It helped a whole lot. Okay, let's go to Catastrophe, Polo.
Follow,
Welcome back, everyone, to Life Out of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, Nate Seduction, and Team Alina. Hot After Dust Monday. And today is October 16th of 2017. Yeah, so we're going to come right out the box with this week's Crickets of the Week. Okay, we're going to start with someone in Texas. Yes, right here in Texas. Matter of fact, two of my Crickets of the Week are going to be Texas people. So just buckle your seatbelts for this one to get real. All right, so this involves a theft scene that was this is a theft scene that involves fajitas. Now let me tell you what that's all about. What the heck you mean a theft scene involving fajitas? What is that about? Cedric Collier, aka Cedric J. I got you. So, I'll read the headline so you can go ahead and throw your head off real quick. A bizarre $1.2 million fajitas theft scheme leads to an arrest of a Texas man was charged with felony theft after investigators linked him to an odd plot to steal more than $1.2 million worth of fajitas over 9 years. According to the Brownsville Herald, former Cameron County Juvenile Justice Department employee Gilberto Escamillo, y'all saw how I did that, Escamillo, worked one day in August for a medical appointment. The same day, a delivery driver called the kitchen about having 800 pounds of fajitas to drop off, according to the paper. So a woman, a former driver that the juvenile department didn't serve the Tex-Mex food, but the driver said he'd been delivering it for 9 years. According to Cameron County District Attorney Luis Sayan, M.V. Sayan, when Escamilla reports to work the next day, he is confronted with the discussion, and he admits he's been stealing fajitas for over 9 years. He was then fired. He was fired that month and arrested after investigators obtained a search warrant and found packages of the Tex-Mex food in his refrigerator. They also checked invoices and determined he would intercept county-funded food deliveries and deliver them to his own customers. He was determined to have stolen $1,251,578 worth of fajitas. So, yes. Y'all think. What is y'all thoughts? What is y'all thoughts before I go into this Crickets, before I really go in on this Crickets of the Week?
Okay.
And again, $1.2 million worth of fajitas. here's the thing. It sounds so stereotypical because a guy with the name Gilberto Escamillo. He's still a fajita. Do you know how stereotypical that sounds? And you mean tell me this dude the dude pretty much is doing a side hustle for all these years. This is $1.2 million worth of him? He been working there for 9 years. This man had this hustle down packed, but as they say, man, when your hustle involves having to steal from people, it always comes back to bite you in the ass because eventually someone's going to put two and two together. Even though it took them 9 years to do something about it, they still end up firing them. And, man, $1.2 million? Goodness. That must be some good-ass fajitas. But, hey, he was trying to make that guap, I guess, man. That's just like some Texas. That's some Texas shit for real. Niggas still out here stealing fajitas.
I want me a fajita now.
Oh, did I have? I had earlier. That wasn't quite missing. I did have some. What did I have some missing this weekend? I feel like I did, and I just can't remember. Oh no, I had quesadilla. I think I had. No, I didn't have any missing this weekend. I thought I did. Never mind. So that guy. Let me go ahead and give me his cricket of the week. If he would have got away with it, he would have got that cricket. He would have been a genius, but this guy got caught. So, you, sir. Cricket.
I got a cricket.
Oh, go ahead, because I got a couple. You feel free to interject.
Okay, well, this boy had texted me and was like, he is 2 hours from his house if he walk right. So I'm like, okay, why are you telling me? He was like, you got a card? I was like, no. He was like, because I was wondering if you can give me an Uber to my house. Excuse me? An Uber
what?
To your house? Yeah, an Uber to his house. He live in Indiana, but he's the one. He came down here to get his cousin or whatever from Richmond, and I'm like, okay. So he was like, oh, my car had broke down, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay. He was like, well, I guess I got to get the walking. I said, well, you better go now, so it won't take you that long. You start now, you'll be there soon.
Oh, Lord. Let me go ahead.
Oh, no.
The fact that he even, I got you back on. Yeah, the fact that he even thought he was comfortable to do that. He got to get them crickets.
Right.
I mean, what does make him, here's my thing, what made him comfortable enough to feel like he can just walk up to you and do that?
Because he an ex, man. I don't understand why they always think.
What's the movie? You got some crazy exes, man. Crazy exes.
Yeah, she do.
Let's give some tickets if you have some crazy exes.
Yeah, give
a ticket
to all of them.
I thought
give
I had some crazy ex.
Do another one for the baby daddy.
Oh, gotcha. Hold on, he gotta get another round of them. Yeah, he gotta get two rounds of them. Oh, we all got crazy, crazy exes. I mean, don't get me started. We all got crazy exes. You know what always makes you so mad about the crazy ones? Them be the ones that you have some interesting moments with, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
And
it's
then
like,
they always
want
to come back later. Like, goodbye.
Like, yeah, it was great in the moment. Thank you for a great experience, but you got to keep it moving.
Exactly.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, I got another cricket. Another cricket I'm going to throw into another Texas. This was a little bit sad. This was a little sad. And because of me being an aunt and you being an aunt as well as a mom, I know this is going to be, I'm just going to go closer home to feeling like, what the hell. So, right now in my general area, Metroplex or whatever, there, what ended up happening was there's this little girl, how old is she? She's 8 years old, I believe. She's single digits. I know, pretty much that much. So, yeah, they still haven't found her yet. And one of the things that happened in the story was that the dad put her outside because she wouldn't drink her milk. He put this little girl outside because she wouldn't drink her milk.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What?
You
what
have
kind of
got
milk?
To be kidding.
Regular milk or baby milk?
Well, no, she was. She's not like a baby. She's like
a toddler.
Yeah, I'm gonna give y'all the information a little more. She's 3 years old.
Okay, so why she can't have milk? What, he want her juice?
No, because she, no, he put it outside because she didn't want to.
Okay, all kids don't drink milk now. Milk really don't have no taste.
Yeah, that was one of the last times people saw her. Yeah. It was at 3 a.m. Her father, Wesley Matthews, told police he had sent his daughter outside at 3 a.m. as punishment for not drinking her milk.
What the hell? I mean, he could have sent her to another room or something, but
yeah,
it's really not that serious of no milk, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She's 3 years old.
That's really crazy. That's just insane.
Drink that shit too.
So first off, they're getting crickets for that, man. They're getting crickets. I mean, really? You probably, that's like, because someone didn't want to drink or eat something? This is what you do? Goodness. But it gets worse. I mean, they still, this girl, this happened last weekend. And we have still, like, sure, she disappeared last Saturday. And they have still not found this girl. But one of the last times they saw her was after that milk incident.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. The dad has been arrested for child neglect, but has since been bailed out from jail. And it's oh my goodness, man, this is horrible. So it's just weird how the world works. Man. People can, you can do that to your kids, man. Give me another. And now it got a lot. I mean, you watch some news stories. It got so many, they neighbors shook. They worried to death because of this stuff. And I feel them, man. You walking around and you find this out. Like, what the heck? You not knowing that you got somebody this crazy. And yes, I said crazy. Don't no one come at me trying to tell me what words to use. But you got somebody this crazy living in your neighborhood, let alone if you're the next door neighbor, it's your next door neighbor. And it's always crazy because when stuff like that happens, now your neighborhood is on the news and known for being that neighborhood where such and such happened. It's crazy. So, yeah, that guy gets a cricket of the week. I mean, seriously. I gave all my proper crickets out for the week. Some were serious, some were just stupid. But that's it for the Crickets of the Week segment. We'll go ahead and go on to another quick song break and come back. I'll do our infamous segment known as The Six. And trust me, y'all going to want to stay tuned for this topic, because so we'll go ahead and go to the last song for the songs. For today is going to be by Young the Money P, Authentic.
Five. Everything on me, authentic, nigga. Yeah, yeah. The money, authentic. Authentic on my collar, authentic on my arm. I saw authentic. money and purchase and pumping on purpose. Boy, you a nerd. You on some murder shit. We on some murder shit. Think I'm the dirty shit. See me forever. I'm flying the chinks. You niggas more softer than pillars and minks. Pillars and bars in front of my home. Surveillance and killers aside. Be posing like gnomes. What's up in the zone? Turn niggas to stone. Ain't no friend, no giving, no loan. Ain't putting your own. You ain't down with the moan. Enough of the silly shit. Low really killing shit. Cutting up physically. Drilling them. Literally think it's enough. Finish them. Give them more than they can handle. And missing the beat. Fuck what you thought it was. Shot with a nigga. I know you done heard it about me. Knowing they brought me up.
Welcome back to Life and Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, your girls, Nate Seduction, and T. Molina. Yeah, that was Beyond the Money P. Authentic. We got about 15 minutes up for the show. So we're going to go ahead and do our last segment that we do for every show, Monday through Wednesday. It is the sixth where we bring you a topic and we name six things based off that topic. Okay, so today's topic is scariest, and in the light of it being known for a month of scary movies and Halloween, what would you say are the scariest movies you have ever seen? If you had to name a scary movie and say, here goes scary, man, this scary movie scares the hell out of me, what movie would it be? I'm going to start with Nate.
What movie?
Yeah, if you had to give a movie, you had to give a scary movie that scares the hell out of you, name a movie that scares the hell out of you.
A movie that really scares me, that's a good one. A movie that really scares me, I would say, it was this movie called Candyman.
Oh, man.
Candyman.
Yes. I'm right there with you.
Man, that movie creeped me out.
Hold on. I got a question. Now, you said the movie creeped you out. Were you one of them kids that was stupid and went in the mirror and started saying his name?
Yep.
Man, I think every kid tried that at least once. Oh, man. I just freak out. I even say it all the time. I was like, nah, y'all got it. I ain't doing that. I ain't playing that game. I was punking out. I said the first time and jump. I'm like, nah, that's enough for me. I ain't doing it. All right, Nate, that was a good first at the gate answer. What's the movie that scares the hell out of you?
I don't really have a scary movie to scare me because I love scary movies.
What? Okay, well, I guess I can dip with you. What's up? What's one of the best? So name one of your favorite scary movies. Then.
One of my favorite scary movies is I like Jason versus Freddy. They say it was a scary movie, but.
That movie was funny. That movie was kind of funny.
What movie did you mean?
Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah, that was, you know what, individually that movie was scary, but that Freddy versus Jason stuff was so freaking corny. Yeah, it kind of diminished the scariness with them as a team fighting. The fight scene between the two of them was corny. Yeah, that didn't really scare me. Alone, their own movies, scare the hell out of me. Okay, I'm gonna say my movie. I'm gonna throw into the loop. Any Saw movie, y'all can keep that, man. That mess is way too realistic to me. People, it's like some sick
movies.
Shit for people really.
Oh my goodness!
Why do you like Saw? Why do you like any of the Saw series? You have to explain it to me. Why the hell do you like that?
I love those movies. They funny to me.
Why do you love them?
Why?
They're funny?
I don't know.
They're funny?
Get it funny to me.
Man, Saw.
You
man,
didn't see that
Saw
movie
not,
that
oh,
and Shaquille was in it? No.
It just seems
too
real.
I know, but they just funny. Saw.
Yeah,
like
see, she got quiet. She knew that was Saw scary, man. Hell no.
It is not scary.
And now they got another one coming out, Jigsaw. I'm like, I thought he died already.
He got people to help him.
I get that. I know about that part, but get it. I mean, we still let this is still going on. That's the thing about scary movies. They just go on and on and on. It's like there's no ending to this. There's no. This is keep bringing more and more out. It's like, come on. Oh Lord. Okay, let me go out to Nate because apparently me and Nate are the scary people around here.
I love Nate,
what's
movies,
up?
Like.
Oh Nate, what's another movie that scares the hell out of you?
I would say Halloween used to creep me out when I was a kid.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
I love
you.
Those too.
The newer ones, not as much, but the older ones.
Yeah, but the first one that very, like, first came out, yeah, that one.
Yeah. All right, I can admit, back in the time, that did scare me.
Because the music, it's all about the music. And how gritty the town looked. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That was a bad impersonation of doing the Halloween movie.
I don't care.
Which is crazy. I hate that, but I know how to play that on the piano. That's the ironic part. I hate that movie, but I can play the piano like nobody tomorrow. Like, I don't like the fact that I know that song on the piano. And then this dude, I mean, you can do all the running you want to do. He just walk. He don't say nothing. He waits for
you
to keep falling.
Okay, first of all, he know you're going to keep running. I mean, you're going to fall because why do you look back when you run? Like, why?
That's what white people do.
Exactly. Black people, we gone. We ain't looking back. Forget all that. We look back when we get to where we going.
Yeah, he don't say the ones that don't say nothing. Yeah. Okay. T, what's another one of your favorite? Because we can't ask T what scares the hell out of her. We gotta ask her what's her favorite. What's another one of your favorite scary movies?
Um. know. You seen that movie about Snoop Dogg? It was supposed to be a scary movie called.
It's called Bones. You talking about Bones?
Yeah. That movie creeped me out. I'm sorry.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily scary. It was just creepy.
Yeah.
More creepy to me. It was very interesting.
I was like, what the heck am I looking? Because it was just too much. I was like, they try to mix in a hood. No. Which, okay, I'm glad you said that. Perfect segue. Because there's a bunch I can name, but that leads to, it don't really scare me anymore, but I used to be terrified as a kid. Tales from the Hood. I know y'all remember Tales from the Hood.
Oh, yeah, I like that one, too.
Scared the hell out of me. Especially the one story where it deals with the dolls on the plantation.
Mm.
I'm like, man, I mean, it's all right, bad enough. Chucky is enough. But you got these scary, a bunch of scary dolls coming at you. Well, they weren't coming at the black people, they were coming at the white folks. But just coming, I'm like, what the heck am I looking at? So, and then all of a sudden the old woman in the rocking chair, she appears out of the picture and she's like rocking back and forth while the dude's getting ripped alive. I'm like, wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was good. I will say that was a good, the sixth today, man. That was a good one. I gotta give ourselves a hand for that. Good contributions by everybody. Y'all were, I love me. Y'all have some good contributions on this list. Yeah, it's about that time for community announcements. T, do you have any community announcements?
I got a photo shoot Saturday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my baby be one. In December, ooh, good. Gonna be a mom, a 1-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and she used the pot for the first time today.
Ah,
and she officially
okay,
with no
okay.
pacifier, and she is on the cup. Yep. All before.
Okay. I saw that one video where she was trying to walk.
Oh yeah, yeah. Trying to walk too, so all of that before one.
Okay. All right, Nate, gonna go to you. Nate, what community announcements you got for today?
Well, I'll be in Chicago Saturday doing a music video.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, turn up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, turn up.
Oh, yeah, I also you got to promote the one you already released.
Then my birthday is next month. My birthday next month, Scorpio season.
Them damn Scorpios.
Yes. Yes.
Scorpio.
You deserve a pick of the week for you for talking about being a Scorpio.
So I'll be in Atlanta for my birthday. Again this year.
Okay. That is what's up. Oh yeah. By the way, because she didn't do it, she might as well. You know, it already happened. It's still a good community service announcement. Y'all go check out her new video. It's pretty much everywhere. Video. Almost every video source. It's on dustfly.com. It's on YouTube. Is it on Vimeo? Vimeo?
No, it's not on. No.
Okay. So YouTube is on her pages. There you go. Go check her out, man. Check her out. I'm telling you. You don't keep coming to the show and we just keep talking about it and y'all have no idea. And while you at it, if you ain't seen the other two, you need to catch up with your other two.
Because
you need to build up to why number three is even crazier. You got to build up to it. Okay, so I got several community service announcements, so y'all got to bear with me, sucking your seatbelts a little bit. Now, number one, make sure if you're trying to be in Human Cameras Magazine's last issue of the year, go to dustspot.com/Human Cameras Magazine, or you can just type in humancameras.dustspot.com, and it will list what the upcoming theme is for the end of the year. And make sure you submit on time, because I'm coming, well, I didn't know. And we just had this up for months, so we don't want to hear it. So make sure y'all in the mix. You can submit to that Culinary Cameras magazine too. We're releasing that. The final date to submit to that would be in December. So make sure y'all submit yourself on time. We got a new thing just dropped on dustspot.com. So artists, a lot of features that people can use. Ain't no reason not to use the site. We already had the photo section. We already had the blog section. We had the video section. We had the event section. We put the castings as well. Now we got another section on the audio section, or as we call it, the soundboard. And then you can put your music on the soundboard. All you simply gotta do is go to the top of the page, or the top of the site. It should be a part that says media. Once you go to media, it'll be a drop down box, and there will be a thing that says soundboard. So the soundboard, it will allow you to upload your music, man.
Can we talk on the soundboard? Asking for a friend.
Can you talk on it? Yeah, it could be anything. It doesn't have to necessarily be me. It doesn't have to be music specifically. So, because we're trying to give it to a new vibe to how we used to have it. The old one was using a flash player. This uses the more mobile friendly player. It can be podcasts, like talking and stuff, or it can be music, which I know primarily going to be using music like it was before. That's what most people see as. All you got to do is upload the track, and then when you do it, it allows you to pick, you can pick the genre. You can also, from that point, also pick. Actually, I don't know why I'm like over going to be slow. You can pick the genre. You can put more information about the track. You can pick the picture you want for it. You can add to a playlist. Artist name, all that good stuff. And then there's different ways it'd be displayed. It'd be displayed on your own page. It'd be displayed as separate tracks, or it'd be displayed in playlists. So there you go. Just go to dustspot.com. Go there. You'll see, again, at the top, or you can go straight to the hyperlink, dustspot.com/soundboard. And you can check out the, I'll be uploading the track here in a moment so y'all can see how it all looks.
That's
okay, baby. So, yes. That being said, we're in the show now. I'll remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J. Oh, well, there's a...
Nay.
Oh, there's a... There is a way. You tune in to episode of Life at the Dust Live, your boy Fetty J, and your girls.
And Lady Seduction.
And T. Melina.
All right, we are out, y'all. Peace.